WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD. From New Jersey's most listened to station, here's your afternoon flash briefing from New Jersey 101.5.
I'm Jen Ursulo, topping our report this hour. A Freehold woman wound up leading Howell police on a pursuit up and down Route 9 after harassing the passengers in the car in front of her and waving a knife out the window. Diane Maloney drove through a red light near Georgia Tavern Road, crashed into another car, then tried to flee on foot. But one officer was able to catch her and arrest her. Details remain sketchy, but Lakewood police are investigating a shooting last night on Martin Luther King Drive. Whoever fired the weapon is in custody. They say the shooting may have been accidental. Lakewood Church in Parsippany is having its Love Weekend October 19th through the 21st, in which it plans to give back to communities in Somerset, Union, Middlesex, Essex, and Morris counties by spreading the love through acts of kind service. It ends with a Stuff the Truck event in Clinton.
So we're stuffing the truck full of Thanksgiving food, stuffing and canned yams and all the things you need to have a good Thanksgiving.
Outreach Director Kristen Hosen says 1,600 volunteers plan to bring joy to kids in foster care, renovate a domestic violence shelter, and make scars for the homeless and more. Florida State emergency officials say they've done an initial search of 80% of the area affected by Hurricane Michael and found no sign of widespread deaths. The rescue team did what was described as a hasty search to look for either victims or survivors. They now plan to help pass out food and water in severely damaged communities. An Atlantic City police officer has been arrested for his role in a 2013 arrest that left a man with hundreds of stitches after being attacked by the cop's canine. Sterling Wheaton of Mays Landing was charged with depriving the man of his rights and falsifying records. David Castellani was 20 years old at the time when he was busted outside the Tropicana Casino. He needed 200 stitches to repair bites to his head. He settled an excessive force lawsuit with the town for $3 million. Deaths from breast cancer have declined over time thanks to major advances in science that have paved the way for more targeted treatment and slower progression of the disease. This segment is the first in a three-day series on the fight against breast cancer, both by doctors and courageous New Jersey residents.
When Union resident Silvana Florianne Maldonado learned in August 2016 she had a rare triple-negative breast cancer,
the first thing I thought, oh my God, I'm going to die, so let me start planning my funeral.
This past January, she celebrated 1 year cancer-free.
Having faith and science. They work together. They make miracles.
Dr. Deborah Topmeyer, Rutgers Cancer Institute of New Jersey Chief Medical Officer, says better understanding the differences in subtypes of breast cancer has led to new treatment decisions.
One of the most significant advances is a better understanding of what tumors really benefit from the addition of chemotherapy versus not.
And any progress made in any disease, she says, can be linked to patients willingly participating in clinical trials. Dino Flamia, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
Breast cancer is overwhelmingly a female problem, but on Monday, we'll take a look at the 1% men in Jersey dealing with this issue.
Hey there, Alexa users. Bob Williams here from New Jersey Fast Traffic.
And I'm meteorologist Dan Zarrow. We're trying something brand new this week, the New Jersey Traffic and Weather Weekend Show, a preview of the forecast and of the traffic issues that may get in your way this weekend. You can listen to it every Friday right here in your Amazon Alexa Flash Briefing or on the New Jersey 101.5 Facebook page. Enjoy. Hey there, welcome to the weekend. I'm meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
And I'm trafficologist Bob Williams.
I like the new job title there, Bob. So, been a rough and tough week in the weather center. Yes. With the warmth, then the blusteriness, and of course we had a little hurricane in the middle.
Yeah, you've had your hands full. You look a little tired.
A little exhausted. Yeah. I am ready for a weekend, so how appropriate, that's what we're talking about. And if you've been craving some real fall weather, we've got it coming this weekend. Temperatures have been falling on Friday, and as we move into the weekend, high temperatures for both Saturday and Sunday stuck in the lower 60s. Now, normal for this time of year would be more like mid-60s, so it's below normal, maybe a little bit breezy. There'll be some clouds and some sun. I can't rule out a shower chance on Saturday. Maybe the most notable thing about this forecast, Bob, is our first frost of the season could actually happen Sunday morning, especially the higher elevations in North Jersey and in the middle of the Pine Barrens. It's going to be pretty chilly out there.
Mm-hmm. It's great weather for fall festivals, which continue this weekend. We have plenty of those, including Fright Fest, which continues at Six Flags Great Adventure, and it's the 15th annual Pumpkin Festival at the Salem County Fairgrounds in Woodstown, Friday through Sunday. Hey, New Jersey Transit, heads up. They're rolling out new schedules on many of their lines, including the Northeast Corridor, North Jersey Coastline, Morris and Essex, Montclair, Booton, Maine, and Bergen lines effective on Sunday. Check NJ1015.com for the latest. Hey, the Jets are home again this Sunday at MetLife Stadium against the Colts. It's the 50th anniversary of their one and only Super Bowl win, and they're right. playing the same team they played 50 years ago, the Colts. And if you want to make it a doubleheader Sunday, you can go see the Devils. They've got their second home game of the season, 7 o'clock at Prudential Center against San Jose.
All right, there you go. So hope you have something to do this weekend. Enjoy the autumn weather, which looks like it's here to stay. Mm-hmm. And remember, traffic and weather updates all day, every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. Or download our free mobile app for instant notifications.
Have a great weekend. Hey, we have a great new contest for you at NJ1015.com. It's called the Game Day Giveaway. You can win two tickets to the pro football game of your choice, including airfare and hotel. The contest goes on now through October 31st at NJ1015.com.